Hello, and welcome to Songs for the Struggling Artist, the blogcast. This is episode 380. My name is Emily Rainbow Davis. Thank you for listening. If you're new here, what's going to happen is I'm going to say a couple of things, then I'm going to read a blog, and then I'll sing you a song. So today's blog is inspired by a podcast listen. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I was just reading a marketing newsletter about podcasts, and one of the pieces of advice was to listen to podcasts. And I was like, well, check. Already doing it. Done it. It doesn't help the marketing, but it is, I guess, important if you make a podcast that you are literate in podcasts. Anyway, this blog is about a podcast that I listen to, and then maybe more accurately, a series of podcasts that I've listened to. And I will tell you what many of those are, I think, in the piece. I will tell you, if you are here for the song, it's going to be an original this time, so stick around. Here it is. It is called I May Have Listened to My Last Wrongful Conviction Podcast. As you might have surmised, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I used to do a podcast recommendation on every episode of my own podcast, this one. While true crime isn't my top genre, sometimes it can satisfy the itch for an involving, multi-layered mystery. There's not always a solution or resolution, which I do not find satisfying, but the journey there is usually very compelling. There are a lot of great shows beyond Serial, which may have kicked off the popularity of this genre. I've gotten into stories about corruption, Dead End, Trump Inc., drugs, The 13th Step, Document, theft, Last Seen, Believe in Magic, and of course, murder, Bone Valley, In the Dark, Suspect. I believe there's a subgenre in the murder true crime scene, wrongful conviction. And while I'm not sure I'm ready to swear off true crime podcasts or even murder-themed true crime podcasts, I do think I'm done with the wrongful conviction podcasts. They just make me so angry. They are infuriatingly full of cops railroading young people into confessions or hiding evidence or obscuring facts. It is enraging. And now I can't listen to one without shouting, "Don't talk to the police!" at the show. As if I could prevent the inevitable injustice that's coming by persuading the person not to talk to the police. It's so bad, I feel like the whole genre should be called Don't Talk to the Police. Now, until my friend showed me this video, I did not know how important it was to not talk to the police. I sort of thought, well, should I ever be in a position where the police want to talk to me, I should do my best to be helpful, to tell them what they need to know. Nope. That is the wrong idea. Very little good can come from talking to the police. Even the police will tell you, if they're trying to keep you out of trouble, not to talk to the police. The thing of it is, in so many of these cases where they have the wrong guy went in to talk to the police because he thought he could be helpful. He wanted to help solve the crime. And then the next thing he knows, he's being arrested for that crime or confessing to the crime just because he came in to help the cops out. All of this would have been avoided, and maybe the real killers would have been caught if they hadn't talked to the police. I just finished listening to Murder in Apartment 12, hosted by Keith Morrison, who is a rightful king of this genre. His prose can get a little purple sometimes, but he does not hesitate to ask people pointed questions that he must know will upset them. Murder in Apartment 12 might not technically be a wrongful conviction podcast because the wrongfully accused is not, in fact, convicted, but the tropes are all the same. Police make a snap decision and go after an innocent guy who does everything they ask because he wants to know who killed his girlfriend. He imagines the cops are working toward justice until, or perhaps even during, their six-hour interrogation of him. He takes a polygraph, junk science, but still used for some reason, and they tell him he failed it, even though he didn't. All the while, he is imagining he can somehow convince them of his truth. He can't. They decided he's the one, so he's going down, regardless of the facts. It is so hard to listen to someone becoming the victim of an injustice. This case happened almost 20 years ago, and it made me mad all these years later. Someone stop this kid from talking to the police! A podcast that is sort of in this genre that I'm not sorry I listened to, if only because it inspired me to write a screenplay, is Believe Her, which is not so much a wrongful conviction podcast because she did kill her boyfriend, but it's more of an overzealous conviction, as she did it in self-defense. While it might not qualify as a wrongful conviction podcast, it definitely fits in the don't talk to the police genre. The fact is, a lot of true crime is the story of missteps made by police. I can only think of one in which the police are eerily capable. Deep Cover's most recent season, where the personable cop is in dogged pursuit of an identity thief. And maybe we wish he'd let her get away with it. If TV is full of copaganda, and it is, true crime podcasts are full of cops making mistakes and missteps, and worse, actively taking steps to ruin innocent people's lives. In these stories, the only good cops are the ones who go in after the messes have already been made to try and clean them up. I think those wrongful conviction podcasts are probably very important in helping to adjust the way we see the whole justice system. But I have listened to my fill of them. I have heard all of the evidence I need to know that I should not talk to the police. And that may be enough. Okay, so most important, don't talk to the police. But second most important is if you want to see the video that convinced me that this is the most important thing to do, it's on YouTube. I'm linking to it in the show notes, so you can find it that way. Or if you want to do a Google, it's on YouTube. It's called Don't Talk to the Police, and it is up from Regent University. It is a lawyer talking about why you should not talk to the police. And there is a police officer there as well. One of the sort of choice moments is when he asks the cop, like, has anyone ever talked you out of arresting them? And the cop's like, no. So anyway, there's quite a few moments like that where it's just like, right, this is how this works. Anyway, if you get a chance, watch the video. It is also entertaining. The guy who's giving the talk is skilled, entertaining, and informative. But you can also, like, there's videos that are, like, much shorter than this one that are basically like, yeah, don't talk to the police. They just don't lay it out. Like, if you need to be convinced not to talk to the police, this is the video you want. Anyway, enjoy it, and then don't talk to the police. So I have written a song. I tried to find a song about the police that would be appropriate, and there isn't one. No one has written a Don't Talk to the Police song. There's plenty of police songs. There are several about police women. I guess that's like a fantasy for some rock and roll bands. Nothing that seemed right. And also, when you search the police on Spotify, guess what happens? You get the band, The Police. So anyway, I thought, you know what? There should be like a PSA song about not talking to the police. So I figured I had to write one. It took a minute and some help from a friend. But I'm happy with the result. I think there's probably another stage to it, but for the moment, for this blog post, I think it does the job. So I'm going to play that for you in just a moment. Meanwhile, thank you so much for listening. If you like this blog, that is so awesome. Please tell someone about it. Like, review, subscribe, do all the things. And if you'd like to support it with your dollars, that would be the greatest. Patreon.com/EmilyRDavis. If you, for example, like particular songs, I post each song now on Patreon, so you can download it after you listen to it if you're a patron. So, and the other options are Ko-fi and PayPal. All those links are in the show notes. You could also become a subscriber on Substack. I have no paid subscribers there yet, but you could be the first. And if there's a place that you like to support people, let me know what it is and I'll join it. So, thank you for all of that and for listening and, you know, just being here and not talking to the police. Anyway, so this song I made with some loops on GarageBand, and yeah, here it is. Guess what it's called? Don't Talk to the Police.
To the police. Don't talk to the police.